Welcome to the Cold World Podcast, an Energy Converters production.
Welcome to the Cold World Podcast, live from NYC, son. Live from New York City. Hey, Sydney, how you doing? Hey, Ryan, Amber, that's what's up. I'm glad y'all joined in. I am so glad to be talking to you all tonight. I'm going to get to it. It's been a busy time. It's always been a busy time. So I'm going to sound a little funny, all right? My voice is going to sound a little funny because I gave a lot of money to my dentist for Invisalign, and I'm getting used to it. I'm getting used to having these things in my mouth. So I got like a little man-made lisp. I'm just going to rock with it, though. Hey, Chris Stewart, how you doing, brother? It's good that you joined in. So let me update on just the business of what's going on. So part of me starting this organization to support Student Voice is I want to actually document the entire, what's up with all this blue? I like the hat. It's my friend's clothing line. But anyway, I want to document what it looks like for like a black person that's starting a business from nothing and building it into something. It's like, I want folks to be able to see like the ups, the downs, me figuring it out. Cause I don't know all the things that come with like building that, right? Like, and I don't, and when I was younger, I didn't see what it looked like for somebody to build like a black business. And so that's another thing. So that's one of the things I'm doing is just documenting that whole process of what's it like as I build this from A to Z. And so that means the ups, the downs, and all that good stuff. So most of y'all know, some of you may not, I left the comfort of my job to start in a nonprofit that's focused on raising school student voice. But not just raising student voice, but teaching our black babies how to navigate a school system that's just never worked for them, all right? That's what a lot of my doctoral work is about. Like, and I wanted to connect those two things because what's the point of being, like, what's the point of getting this doctorate degree if it's not helping my people, if it's not at the service of those folks, right? So there's three reasons why I'm getting this doctorate degree. One is so my mama, my dad, and my brother can be like, yo, regardless of where we came from and what we did, we raised a doctor. That's one. My mama gonna be able to say that, okay? My mama gonna be able to look back on her life and be like, I might have did a whole bunch of stuff, but damn it, I raised a doctor. She can stunt on her friends. Two, I kind of get upset with a lot of the folks that I see pontificating about us and our people and can't walk through our neighborhoods. Like, that's just, that shit just gotta stop, right? Like, that just bothers me. And then three, you know, I don't know if Chris is still on. If you are, Chris, feel free to chime in. But Chris has this thing about how he feels about black PhDs and or black folks is killing us. Black doctors are killing us. But basically what his point is that we get these like degrees and we get in these spaces and we stop talking with people and we talk for people that we don't know, that we no longer represent. So all the research I'm trying to do in this program, I'm trying to instantly give it away. Whatever I learned, whatever I got, I'm giving it to my people. So one of the ways I'm doing that is I put out this thing earlier that said, listen, I'm giving away my social capital. Send me your high school kids transcript and I'll do a review for you. Because what's happening is a lot of our kids are in the wrong classes. They have this thing called IWE, which basically is like a free period where a student goes to the office and files papers or whatever. And I tell black parents, yo, unless your kid got into Harvard or got a job waiting for them or they future is set, take they bus up out that fake class that's where they're not doing nothing and put them in something that actually can like build them to get to the place where they want to get to. Like, this education system is not going to be fixed tomorrow. Poverty is not going away tomorrow. So what I want to make sure that we're doing is I'm going to help you make this education system work for what it is that you want for you and your family. So that's what I'm trying to do. Sydney just asked, did I do this with Juma? It's similar. It's a lot of the work that I did at Juma. So I wrote a lot of the program at Juma. And I'm taking some of those aspects of that work and adding it over here so I can build these navigation skills for our babies. So what these last few weeks have looked like, I can't build a platform for student voice and I ain't got no student voices. So I've been just going, talking to young people. So I'm trying to talk to over 100 young folks and families just until through the end of June. You know, that's what I'm trying to do. My focus is black kids in high school, talking to them. Yo, what does support look like for you? Because here's what I really believe. I believe that we can ask students how they feel about certain things, but I think that we need to be like knowing where they live, knowing what their neighborhoods is like, what it feel like being in a classroom, how does it feel like walking through those hallways, what are they struggling with, what are they like? And then from there, I get to do work as a professional. I get to do work as a professional with funding, with degrees, and with resources that now I'm working for young people as opposed to young people working for adults. Young people have been working for adults in this so much, man. So much. And what I mean by young people been working for adults, when there's a board meeting, adults will drag children to a board meeting, make them stay up past their bedtime, promise them some pizza, and then make them read off a card that some adult wrote. And I'm not even totally dumping on that because I understand how certain things move and all that stuff. I'm not naive to the workings of how to move certain things in slow districts. But that's children working for adults. Like we might as well be Nike, son. Like, they might as well be, you know what I'm saying, like, making $3 pairs of shoes and selling them for $250. So that's one of the things that I'm trying to, like, really work on. So what I've been doing all these weeks is just talking to people. Yo, how much should the stipend be? Like, if we did a speaker series, who do you want to come? Okay, you want Eric Thomas. Well, if I can't afford Eric Thomas, then who else should I get? Like, really just picking these young folks' brains, sitting with older black folks, breaking bread, really talking to them and just really trying to get an understanding, because there are so many people doing this work with so much access to money that don't look like us, that don't come from where we come from, that don't get the nuances that come with being in a black family, that don't understand how like old black grandmamas might discipline their kids versus how younger black parents might be disciplining their kids, that don't understand like what this village means and how you like can push and motivate and do things like that. And I don't have all those answers. But what I'm trying to do is bring in enough of that voice and build something and bump my head along the way to build something that actually is going to be able to stand the test of time, the test of all these things. Like, once I even get this done, it's not even for sure if I'm going to stay around and be the person that runs it. But there's an apparatus that needs to exist that is really serving young people. So that's what I've been doing all this week. Right now, I'm in New York. I'm in crowded, loud, noisy, bright New York City. I've never been to New York City. I've been to upstate New York. I've come in to talk in upstate New York before. But I've never been to actually New York City. So I get here. I get to your lovely JFK. It's not that lovely. But I get to JFK Airport. And I like New York. Don't get me wrong. I like New York. So I'm from the Bay. I live in Oakland. So I'm used to traffic. Son, when I say y'all's traffic is the most disrespectful thing I've ever seen in my life, your traffic is more disrespectful than Rude Jude. Listen, your traffic is more disrespectful than like a little kid screaming in the middle of a black church. It is the most disrespectful thing I've ever seen. It took me over 2 hours in the shuttle to get from JFK to Manhattan. Like, people die and fight and risk their lives and limbs to come to New York so y'all can be in traffic for 2 hours, damn it. And so then, you know, I was born in Chicago. I'm an Oakland dude, but I was born in Chicago. Oh, yeah, and my diet for these 3 days is just done. It's just done. It's just all the workout that I've done is just died in a few hours. So I keep hearing, so I was born in Chicago. So Chicago and New York have this thing about pizza, all right? There's like this thing about like street food, okay? So like a hot dog in Chicago versus a hot dog here in New York. Pizza in New York versus pizza in Chicago. And I just got a New York person get on. What's up, man? He's about to have something to say. He's on Instagram Live. We are also, we're doing a podcast and we're doing it live on Facebook Live and Instagram Live. Listen, I got a slice, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, where should I go and get this pizza? Where should I go and get this pizza? They was like, it don't matter, son. This is how my New York friends talk. It don't matter, son. You go wherever. You're going to get better pizza than that soup that y'all call pizza in Chicago. Wrong. I went. I got a slice in Manhattan. It was not better than my deep dish Chicago style pizza. I just want to put that out there. So the other thing, Grimaldier not raised. Where are these places at? So somebody, my homie is in the comments telling me what places I should go to now. Now it's places I should go. At first it was you can just get pizza from anywhere because it's New York pizza. Best pizza is, I'm in Manhattan. He said the best pizza ain't in Manhattan. Y'all told me I can go anywhere and get good pizza. So I got to get on a train and go get pizza. In Chicago, anytime I'm home in Chicago, I can go anywhere and get pizza and I'm good. Like, I'm fine. I'm in New York. I'm in y'all's place. Grimaldia is in Dumbo. I don't even know what the hell Dumbo is. Anyway, so I'm not about to get into this New York, Chicago, Oakland fight. I'm not about to do it. we'll see what's up. He said, I ain't tell you to go anywhere and get some pizza. That's what's up. Rep your hood, son. So, but I am enjoying New York. The lights, man. The lights. Listen, y'all, as much as y'all must spend on lights and electricity, everything is like bright as hell. Like, it's like Times Square is the brightest thing I've ever seen. It should be pitch black right now. Like, it's shadows in the middle of Times Square right now. It's so bright. Y'all can feed a third world country with whatever this energy bill is. I'm saying. The lights are so bright. Like, I get the appeal, right? Like, the only other place, I gotta go to Tokyo. Like, I think that's the only place that rivals y'all in lights. And so I went in, I took a comedy show in. For if you know me, you know that the two things I love is watching boxing and comedy. So I found a little hole in the wall comedy spot. And it was cool because the cast wasn't that good. Like, they weren't that good. And I was like one of only black folks in there. So I get in. It's this small little club. It holds like 60 people. And because it ain't that many black folks there, there's a few black comedians, I get to be part of the show. That's what's up. It's all good. Then when they find out you're from Oakland, they got a lot of jokes. But they don't joke too hard with you because you're from Oakland. And they don't really know that. They don't know what to expect from Oakland people. we had a good time, though. I went in. I took that in. But what I'm here for is I'm going to go see Gary Vaynerchuk. Gary V is, I'm a huge fan of this brother. He is an entrepreneur. He's an early investor in places like Twitter. I think he got some money in Facebook. I know he got some money in Uber, a few other places, and he has this content online that's just bomb. Homie is dope. He's from Belarus, and he does a lot of, like, talking, and you don't really, but, like, bruh's, like, really grinding and really working, and he's putting out content every day. And so I got invited with a group of other folks to come out and actually meet him and be at his offices and all that good stuff, man. So just as a part of that grind, like, I don't think us in education are really getting into the social media and the technology side of things the way that we need to. I don't think there's enough of us there. There's not enough black folks there. And so, you know, that's I'm really excited about that. And I'm going to go do that tomorrow. I got some folks here that I'm going to try to see. I can't see everybody. I tried to sneak in, and then I forgot that I was sneaking in, and then people caught me. And was like, so let me tell you so I got multiple calls from my New York friends that's in New York, right? One of my friends, she hit me and she was like, son. hold on, wait, stop. I gotta make sure he said, I'll make sure I talk to Facebook as well. Hey, let me scoot this over. Y'all tell me if that's better. I wasn't trying to do my Facebook people dirty. So it was like, she hit me and she was like, son, how you just gonna be in my hood, B, and not like let me know, son? Like, I love my New York female friends because they more aggressive than the dudes. So this is one of the parents. She's dope, man. I love her. She's a parent. She does some great work around like parent rights and stuff like that. And so, you know, she got on my head. So I'm gonna try to see them. I think she having a friend from one of our friends from Connecticut is gonna come up. So we gonna see, man. I'm not. I don't want no smoke, yo. I don't want no problems with none of my New York female friends. But I do love y'all's town, man. It's beautiful. The other thing I've been doing is let's just recap. Let's recap what my overzealous ass has been trying to do. All right, it's just not smart, kids. Whoever's listening. So aside from doing this doctoral program, which is slapping me up, I just had to resubmit a paper. I'm starting a new organization. I got funding for that. God is good, thank you. But we're starting an organization from scratch, which means a lot of grind work. And I'm really just trying to focus on what I do well, but there are some places I'm going to have to, as the white folks say, lean in. So working on that. I also decided I need to fix my grill. My teeth ain't bad. I got a good smile, but I've always had like this, it's a little bit of crowding on the bottom. So I'm fixing that and I'm getting used to Invisalign and like these things, these little plastic things are pulling my mouth and my teeth. So, you know, I eat Advil like they Tic Tacs. And then I decided to get in shape. I decided that I'm tired of my knee, like, messing up. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired of my knee. Like, I've gained weight and all that stuff. Can't do it. So I've been eating better. I've been eating a lot of green stuff, drinking a lot of water, trying not to eat out as much. Like I said, today in New York, it got killed because I had to eat what's wrong with my, well, hold on, wait, what's wrong, why black people, I can't take care of my teeth, I'm getting stuff about my teeth, what's the problem, I don't understand, people talking about, like, I got some insurance, well, the insurance didn't cover it, I got a little bit of bread, I'm about to fix this smile, you know what I'm saying, like, that's what we need to do, four times out of the week, three or four times out of the week, I'm in the gym 7 to 8, and I thought we were gonna be lifting. I thought that I was gonna be doing some. I got insurance. Somebody asked me about insurance. I got insurance. When you older, it don't really cover the orthodontic stuff like that. Like if I had kids or something, but I had to pay for these Invisaligns. That's cash, homie. That's $6,000. So I'm working out and I'm thinking we about to, like, I played basketball my whole life. So I know how to do all that stuff. Like she got me on like some yoga, like core stuff though. Like I'm bending and contorting in like some weird ways and I ain't never bent and contorted before. And I'm doing planks and stuff. Like I'm paying these people a lot of money to inflict pain on my body every day. So all I'm saying is I in the summer better be some type of hot is what I'm saying. There should be a transformation out in this thing, you know. So but I'm doing that. I hadn't been able to run this year. I've been able to run a little bit. I've been hitting up our lake. You know, my knee, for those that don't know, I had a really violent tear in my knee. I tore my ACL, my MCL, my meniscus. I have not touched the basketball. I haven't touched the court. I haven't been able to run. I had to learn how to walk again. It was a whole bunch of stuff. Got depressed on that crap, gained weight and all that stuff. So what I'm doing, so right now, so those are the things that I'm doing. Those are the buckets, all right? Those are the buckets. Hopefully, and I'll be finishing this doctoral program on time. I've changed my lifestyle with this whole working out thing. My teeth are not that bad, so I only have Invisalign. I don't have it for that long. I think it's like 5 or 6 months before I can go to a retainer. And then the school stuff is do the book report. And then, you know, and then and starting this organization. And, you know, I think that's going to be, I really want to add value to where I come from, who I am. What is the point of God blessing you the way he's blessed me if you cannot bless other people? It's just selfish and wrong. And so here's my advice to folks that say, yo, that think I'm not an angel. I'm selfish. What I've done though is I've aligned my selfish desires with altruistic good, which means that I like to win. I just make sure that the thing that I'm winning at is helping these kids get to, and these families get to where they need to get to. So that's what I'm doing. And so it feeds me. It gives me a lot of energy. You make a good salary off of it. And I've just come a long way, and I can't be in service of my people. Like, I can't not do that. You feel me? And so my goals, even as a child, my goals have always been able to, has always been to go help the people that grew up, how I grew up, where I grew up. And I grew up in three places, y'all. I was born in Chicago. I lived in Paducah, Kentucky. I love Kentucky. Part of the reason I have blue on, Kentucky Wildcats, is not Kentucky blue, but whatever. And Oakland, California. Like, so I got it in Oakland. I got that going. I have a name in Oakland. I've done something. I've gotten hundreds of kids in and through college in Oakland or been a part of that. Some of them are listening to this podcast. Some of them listen to this podcast. I have to build this thing out in Oakland, and then I have to figure out ways to impact kids in the busyness that is Chicago and the craziness, and also in the forgotten place that is Paducah, Kentucky. Kentucky is one of my favorite places that I've ever lived. I know it's like the butt of jokes and all that good stuff. But I love that place. That's where, you know, I spent a lot of time with my grandmother. My grandmother was like my mom's until she passed away. And I love that place. So every time I go to Chicago, I usually rent a car and drive up to Kentucky and spend some time there. It's peaceful for me. So those are the things where I've been. Here is, that is, at least you're not from bluegrass. Kentucky is a bluegrass state. That's exactly where it's from. Somebody said, at least you're not from bluegrass. Kentucky is definitely known as the bluegrass state. And I will still end up making it to a Kentucky Derby at some point in my life. I love horses. I love them. Love them. Growing up in Kentucky, like, I grew a crazy affinity for horses and horse races. What's been challenging? Somebody asked me what's been challenging about starting this thing. I think just not knowing all the things that you feel like you need to know. And it's just a lot of stuff that I don't know. And I think that the one good thing that's on my side is I've never been afraid to fail. Like, I'm playing with house money at this point. I make more money than anybody in my family has ever thought about making. I've achieved things in education that has made my entire family proud. I'm not going to jail. You know, there are just places, you know what I'm saying, the bar wasn't set very high for me. So I've surpassed that bar. And so failing now is not something that I'm totally worried about. Like, am I going to be embarrassed to tell y'all that I failed at something? I fail in something every day. I definitely fail in something every day. What's felt really good, though, is when I'm not thinking about that stuff, when I'm not overthinking how to do the stuff, and I'm just in front of people. So I put, you know, if you listen to the last podcast, I put a keynote that I gave onto the podcast. And then I think I'm going to add a bonus episode. I have another talk that I gave to some parents. And it's like really raw and it's really real. And so so y'all can get a sense of the type of stuff that we're talking about and that we're saying. For anybody that's listening, if you are in the California area and you want to get down, whether you're a young person, an old person, or whatever, and you just want to find a way to give back, I can find a way for you to help. And you can go email me at charles@energyconverters.org. It's all over everything. And you can continue this conversation with me on Instagram and Twitter. That's @CColaThird. I'm on Facebook. And also, like, for the folks that's watching this, thank you for watching. I super appreciate it. We have a good time y'all get a lot of extra benefits because we get to like actually interact. But there's a podcast. So share the podcast. It's on iTunes and it's on SoundCloud. Share it. Comment on it. Like, get your friends on it. You know what I mean? And then I will be trying to get as much content as I can in this visit tomorrow. I'm really excited about it. And I will definitely let folks know how they can support. Somebody said, how did I fail today? I didn't fail. New York pizza failed. It was just some regular pizza. It tasted like Cybele's, like that I can get, you know what I'm saying, in East Oakland. That's all I'm saying. And then, let me tell you this. I'm going to say this and I'm going to get off because it's late here. The hot dogs in New York don't touch the Chicago dogs. Let's be very clear on this. They don't touch them. And let me even say this. I'm really going to piss off the New York people that's on. They don't touch the bacon-wrapped hot dogs that's sold on the street in Oakland. Don't listen. Don't get mad at me because the pizza tasted like Cybele's pizza. I'll go where you tell me, you know what? I'm arguing with somebody in right now live. You tell me where to go get pizza. Send it to me. You got my direct number. I will go. Don't try. And now they went to Illuminati's in Chicago and was not impressed. Don't try to hate on Chicago pizza right now. Don't do that. Don't do that. We're not gonna do that. That's not gonna happen. But I do love, I do love New York. I have to say that, and you're going to have to text me those recommendations, brother. That's going to be lost in the chat. I do have to say that as a hip-hop head, as somebody who was grown up, and I've always had an affinity for East Coast music, like, even when it wasn't popular to do, Nas is my favorite. It's Nas and M. M is not from the East Coast. But Nas and M, then Jay-Z. I'm a huge 50 fan. Like riding through Queens today was just... did something for me on a different level because I'm a big Nas, Mobb Deep, 50. I like a lot of Queens dudes that rap. I think Queens is my favorite borough in hip hop. Like, not just borough, but like my favorite pocket of where rappers come from. And so that was big for me. I'm walking in a place with so much history, and I love that. So New York, y'all have been amazing to me. Folks that are listening, y'all have been amazing to me. I love this, y'all. I had a really good time. I'm going to be doing some changes and making some additions to the podcast. For instance, I'm going to be making it available for folks to get on and come and do it with me and all that good stuff. So it should be good, man. And I kept y'all for less than 30 minutes. So, you know, it's all good. But as always, like I always say, man, you know, take care of yourselves. Take care of each other because ain't nobody coming to save us. No one. Nobody's doing it. And so it's the community that we build for each other. You know what I'm saying? That's going to like sustain us and take care of us because there's a lot of folks out here that might mean well, but they can't serve us like we can serve us. We got to be at the forefront of our own liberation, man. So I'm going to do my part and y'all do yours and let's find a way to do it together. But y'all are dope. I love everybody in the comments. Everybody on the conversation that's happening on Facebook Live. The conversation that's hilarious that's happening on Instagram Live. I appreciate y'all. The text messages that I'm getting right now and the DMs that's going off. It's a lot of stuff. I'm seeing like all the little stuff come up. I need more devices so I can be on more stuff. But yeah, man. Y'all take care of yourself, y'all. All right, I'm gone. One.